We're doing a two-part series on Black and the LAPD. Today I have with me Detective Gregory Grant. He's from the Southeast Bureau, am I right?
Southeast Division.
Division.
Within South Bureau, that's correct.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into our conversation?
Well, I said I'm a 12-year veteran of the Los Angeles Police Department. And during that 12-year time span, I've had an opportunity to work patrol. I've worked narcotics, homicide investigations, robbery investigations, burglary investigation, and basically the entire gamut of crime within our city here. So yeah. I've had quite a bit of an exposure.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're doing a two-part series for those that wasn't with us last week. Last week, we talked about the relationship with the blacks and the LAPD, the ex-Daryl Gates, and those issues. Let me just ask, you're a detective now. What is your responsibility as a detective?
Well, when there's an allegation of a crime that takes place, the patrol officers generally come out and they complete a preliminary investigation. My responsibility is to complete a more thorough investigation, try to identify the suspects, any potential witnesses that we may have, recover property, and to build the strongest possible case to present to either the district attorney or the city attorney for prosecution.
Really? Why did you decide to go from patrol to detective?
Well, it really is just a transition. You know, it's part of experience, wanting to expand my horizons, and wanting to know all facets of the job. So it's just a matter, and it was a promotion. So monetarily, it was also an issue as well.
Really? I don't know if you can answer this or not, but when Chief Willie Williams came in, a lot of the officers upset because they felt like they couldn't move up the ladder now. Do you feel that way? Would that affect you in any way?
Well, you know, we're under a misconception in a lot of respects as far as the police department. And what people have to remember that this is a civil service position. And we have civil service examinations that we all must pass. And if an individual passes that civil service exam, it's difficult for he or she not to promote. So it's almost what you get put into it is what you'll get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. An individual commitment.
Greg, what is the relationship between the black officers and the white officers within the department?
Well, I'd have to speak from my experience, and I'd have to preference that in this manner. What people have to remember is that the department selects candidates from the population, the general population. And those ills and those opinions that affect the general population and people who would work, let's say, at your local garage or any other field of endeavor, their attitudes and their feelings are going to be brought to their jobs.
Right.
And it's a difficult process to weed those individuals out. And so I wouldn't want to sit here and paint some prejudiced picture and say, well, all officers are this particular way and all aren't. It's an individual experience.
What are your opinion of Chief Willie Williams?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I really have to be garnered pretty much by what the public has heard also. It's been just the information that I have read, information received that has been documented about his activities in his former city of employment, and also information received from officers who have worked with him in that capacity. And from what I can see of him, I think that we have a good chief, and we have an opportunity to do great things here. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to support this man. I couldn't make a judgment at this point in time because I don't know.
Right.
But from all records, it would appear that we got a good deal here. We got a very competent individual.
With Daryl Gates, the police commission didn't have control over him. Is that right? He was like pretty much on his own. Is that right?
No, I would have to disagree with that.
Really?
I think that a lot of people feel that way.
Oh, we've been told that.
And we've heard this throughout when you hear news stories, but everyone has a boss. Everyone has someone to answer to. And despite the public perception, Chief Gates also had individuals that he had to report to.
And who were those individuals?
That's the police commission.
Really?
That's correct.
So how come they tell us that he didn't have anyone to answer to?
Well, I think that's misinformation because the policies and the procedures in which we conduct our activities are based on a number of factors. That's input that we receive from the community, input from individuals who have an interest and expertise in establishing policies and also past experience. Mm-hmm. And the police commission, they were at the forefront of those decisions and implementation of any procedure that we wanted to do. So,
Gray, help us to see the police department in a different light. I believe that once a man or woman can wake up and see, he can then become in control of his own life. Help us to see the police department in a different light.
Well, I would like for people to remember that, again, as I mentioned earlier, are check and balance systems throughout our government, throughout government agencies, and that the police department is that individual. If the individual has some concerns, don't go by what you heard or what you read in the newspaper. Go down firsthand and examine the activities at any division within the city, any division under the purview of the Los Angeles Police Department. Get involved and go in and see for yourself what goes on. Yeah. Then you won't have that misconception. It's easy, Jesse, to stand back and throw stones at an institution when it appears that they're down. But this is a good department, and I'm not going to say that the department is filled with racists and that this is the only thing. Why is that the only thing that the public focuses in on? Whatever the policeman does out on the job, he's here. He's out in that patrol car right now. He's going to respond to your call. And we would hope that he provides you a degree, a professional service, and that he gets the job done.
You know, I've heard people say that if we had black polices within the black community and put white polices in the white community, that would make a difference. Do you think that is that true?
Well, you know, society is made up of a number of people. And in order to function in society, you have to be able to get along with all races of people.
Right.
And so to segregate, to have forced segregation is what many people in this particular community have been fighting against for years. Why would that suddenly be a remedy for the ills? No, the remedy is compliance to the law, a voluntary compliance to the law. And if you have some contention with the law or some procedure, then get involved and change it.
What is your impression of the gang violence, and how can that problem be resolved?
Again, I think that's a matter of communication. And the police department, we have a responsibility to investigate crimes. We investigate the criminal aspects of what individuals do. But all of us, as citizens and residents here, we have a responsibility to the people that we know. And a gang member is somebody's son. The gang member is somebody's, has a mother, he has a father, he has a relative, and he has a mind of his own. That individual must take responsibility for his actions. He must take responsibility for his actions. The parent must take responsibility for their child's actions. I mean, I can recall incidents where if a son or daughter of mine would bring home a new television,
yeah,
or suddenly had thousands of dollars or brought home a new bike, in my household growing up, I would be questioned.
That's right.
I would have to have a legitimate place and reason and purpose on how I received this property. Where did this come from? Those type of things are out of the purview of the police department.
Yeah.
I'm not at home when that kid goes home, but a parent is there. And that is the person that needs to take the reins on those individuals.
And a lot of parents are not doing that now, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good, man. What are some of the causes for gang members? I mean, why? What made them go into a group like that?
Well, you know, I would hate to make a broad statement about anyone because
I know, but hate it. That's just
no,
making it.
But despite what people think, gang members, they are people. They have people who have problems or people who perceive that this is a lifestyle that they want to live. And the only reason it becomes a conflict with the police department is if their activity is criminal in nature.
Right.
And so as far as what create that, there are a multitude of factors. And I must say, people have an impression that gang members are individuals with some low IQ and that they're just out. These could be very intelligent people who, if they were to focus their energies into a positive outlet, or if there was some mechanism in place so that they could participate in some positive activity, they would be great individuals and they would make an impact on this community and the country.
You know, at Bond, we believe that it's due to the breakdown of the family. Whenever the family is out of order, most families are screwed up, right? And whenever that is out of order, it produces those type people because the kids don't have an identity. When you're growing up, you don't have a father to admire and to get your identity from. And so you grow up with a void in your life. So you go out looking for love, you're looking for direction, and a lot of these kids are doing it for that reason. I believe that if we had better home, better environment, that we wouldn't have this problem. I don't think it has anything to do with education. You understand?
Well,
that,
I understand what you're saying, and again, there is no blueprint for what causes an individual to act out in a manner. He could have two parents in the home. He could come from a wealthy family. He could have all the things that we generally attribute to a positive foundation and still go wrong.
That's why he need more. See, a father and a mother can be there, and they can have lots of money and live in Beverly Hills, but if they don't have values and principles that they live by, then it will still produce a crazy child. What is the police doing to change the situation with the gangs? Are you just shooting them up and putting them in jail, or are you trying to, you have a program for them? What are you doing to make a change with them?
Well, let me just first state that, you know, we get that label with that. But remember,
right. The
police department is just one entity within this city. And there are other avenues and other people who need to become involved. Because the police department, we're called in when the crime occurs. Who intervenes before it gets to that state? Who's there before we are? I would love it if I didn't have to arrest some kid, or some kid didn't have to go to jail for some reason. But who is it that has that responsibility before the police department gets involved?
Right.
Those are the people that we need to contact, and those are the people that need to be involved. And as far as the gang situation is concerned, despite what people think, despite people perceiving the police department as just wanting to crack down and beat and take people to jail, that is not correct. But in order to have a dialogue, even if a person say, oh, well, I'm in a gang, who is your representative? Who speaks for you? What direction, what objectives do you have? If you're going to live within society, it's an old saying, with freedom comes responsibility.
Right.
And if you have freedom, you have to be responsible for what you do. So it doesn't matter what an individual calls himself. I'm sure people can label a number of so-called legitimate organizations gangs. But
right.
What is their purpose, and what do they do?
What is the morale of the police department now that this whole issue with Rodney King have come about? I know you can't comment on Rodney King case or anything, but what is the morality, the morale of the police department right now?
Well, I'll tell you, I work with a lot of professionals, and we are aware that our objectives are clearly identified. There are things that we have to do and things that are there and objectives for us to attain. If anything is the worst part of morale at this time is the lack of visual support by those people who supported us in the past.
Right.
We
exactly.
want to hear from everyday Joe Blow on the job who knows what he has to go through to make it from his car to his house.
Right.
I want to hear from that individual. I want that individual to get involved with what's going on, because there's some people who somehow garner the spotlight, who grab all the headlines, and it's just something negative that they have to say about the department. What can we do positive? What can we do today to make it a better place for all of us? And that's where the morale is right now. I want to hear from that silent majority right now.
Yeah. I heard that, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, but I heard that a lot of the police resigned as a result of what went on. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I don't have any statistics to back that up.
Or right.
There have been a number of individuals who retired, but they were due their retirement. It was their time to retire if they elected to do so. And that is an individual choice.
Do you feel your life more now as a result of what happened? Because I heard, I heard again that the gang members are arming up for the police department. They're going to have a shootout and all that stuff. Do you fear for your life more so now?
No. I don't think. I think that is something that's been blown way out of proportion. I think that's something to divide us and keep us at ends. And I think that despite what people say about the gang members, that we have some intelligent gang members who really and truly want a better opportunity. And we are open for that. The department is not. See, this is the thing. The department is anti-crime.
Mm-hmm.
We are anti-crime. We're not anti-gang. If an individual is in a gang, and he's committing crime, then we're going to investigate that crime. We're not going to back down not one iota.
Yeah.
But if that person is in the gang and he's trying to do something positive, we're going to support him within the capacity that we can.
We're going to go to break, and when I come back, I want to ask you about the truce, the gang truce. We'll be back in a minute.
Destiny. Rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. Meetings held every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Location, 2625 West Manchester Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90305. For more information, call area code 213-759-3844. That's 759-3844. Bond, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about black and the LAPD. Greg, is this theme with the gang truce, is that real or is it fake or is it going to last temporarily? All this stuff that we keep hearing about it, what are your opinion on that?
I can tell you that it is real, and I couldn't quote you statistics, but they will bear out that there has been a decrease in some crimes that have generally been up throughout the year, or from last year until this point. And so it is very much real. It's something that is great, something that this department supports wholeheartedly. And that's the lie that needs to be dispelled. Again, we are not against a gang. We want a gang truce. Who in their right mind would think that the police department wants people to kill themselves?
Yeah.
That is a lie. And I'm going to say that today, that is a lie. We want people to get together. We want people to get jobs. We want people to better themselves because that makes it better for us as a whole.
Yeah.
And so that's the message that I want to get across to the public.
What can we do to keep that truth? Am I saying that word right? Truth. Truth. What can we do to keep that going? Is there anything the community can do?
Well, Jesse, just like you've invited me on this show today, this is what is important. It's important for us to establish a rapport. It's important for us to establish some lines of communication,
right,
to dispel the lie and the myth. Because for whatever reason, there's some element out there who want to keep us apart, who want to keep the police department and the community apart.
I know we talked about that last week, but why do they want to keep us apart? Why do they want to separate the police from the community?
Well, again, I wouldn't know what individual motives are. All I can respond to is what I see.
Yeah.
And I think that oftentimes when I speak to people and they see that, wow, you know, I didn't realize that this was going on. I didn't realize that you guys felt this way.
Yeah.
Suddenly, a lot of walls are removed. A lot of barriers are broken down. And that's the focus of community-based policing. The community taking an active part in the community, an active part in decisions affecting the community. And as long as we fail to communicate, there's going to always be that dissension.
You know, you're absolutely right. I know when I first heard you speak, I had no idea that the police felt that way. I saw it in a different light. And that's why I asked you to come on, so that we can understand what you guys are feeling and thinking. Are you looking for new recruits?
Yes, we will be shortly looking for new recruits. And if you hear anything on the news and you feel like any of your listeners or your viewers here feel they're good candidates, come down. We need you. We need more people on the police department, new ideas and new issues, new concerns. We want them to come forward.
Yeah. There are some things I want to ask you, and I know I can't. I don't think you can answer the question, but I'm going to ask it. Then you say, no, I can't answer that, right?
Okay.
And I understand. I want to ask you how you feel about women being policemen.
Well, you know, again, they have certain criteria set up for employment, and that's what the department adheres to. And there are certain tests that one has to pass, both physical, written, et cetera. And if an individual passes those tests, then they're welcome on this department.
Right. But you can't tell me how you feel about it, though, huh?
Well, that's my line. that's how I feel.
I want to comment just a little about that. I noticed that women that are police officers, they seem to be real nervous, and they always, like, be ready. You know what I'm saying? And whenever there's a real bad situation, it's like they're like all tensed up and ready. And it seems like they'll shoot you before time.
Well, you know, Jesse, studies have shown that the studies have shown that the presence of women potentially violent scenes have a calming effect. So it's really quite the opposite.
Really?
Women, when they come into a domestic violence situation or some type of conflict, women have a soothing nature about them, and studies have shown that they oftentimes diffuse a potentially volatile situation.
Really? I want to ask you another question. You may not be able to answer this again. Homosexuals, how do you feel about homosexuals being police?
Again, I'm going to stand on the standards and requirements, and if an individual can pass those requirements, then they have a job.
Let me ask it this way. Within the police department as a whole, is it in favor of? Oh, you probably can't answer that either. Or against.
I really couldn't.
I appreciate that. That's good. What else we need to know about the police about? Is there you have programs or something going on that we need to know about? Is there things that we need to be doing to help make this change?
Again, we're going to see a lot of changes coming forward. And these changes are going to be directly based on information received from the community. And so what I would say to anyone, any of your viewers, is to get involved.
Right.
Get involved in what is going on so that you have a say-so.
Does someone have a question over here? Who are you pointing to? Oh, I thought you were pointing to someone. Go ahead. You said you had ADAP?
There's a DAP program and the Explorer program.
What is the Explorer program?
It's an opportunity for youth to come onto the department to get an idea of just what we do, our procedures, et cetera, and to have some positive exposure to law enforcement.
Right.
And again, we're not trying to recruit individuals. It would be nice if they took an interest, but it's just more or less a lessons in civics. Give you an idea of what the police department does and how it works. And so those are happening. If anyone is interested, if I may,
sure.
Again, I'm working at Southeast Division. My address is 145 West 108th Street. And if you have any questions or if they're interested in either the DAP or Explorers program, they can phone 213-485-6918, and they can give them some information there.
Earlier, we talked about some community being held at hostage in their own home. People can't come out after a certain time. They have to be in at a certain time. Is that in certain segments of the city, or is that widespread?
Well, I'm certain that it varies from division to division.
Uh-huh.
And my experience would be in South Bureau. And not to say that that's in total and
right.
that everyone feels that way, but I can tell you that there are a group of people who govern their lives based on the activity of the criminals here.
Really?
Meaning if they have to shop before the sun goes down, in their plans is to make it to that market and into their home before the sun goes down because they are fearful of what will happen to them there.
Bond is focused on the black man, and we talked about it earlier. Do black men need to do more to prevent this or stop this? Is there a lack of power from the man?
Well, I would hate to say that, but I would say this, that I would love to see both parents of a child involved in the upbringing of that child.
Right.
Because I think if I were to answer your question that way, it would give the myth that there are not a lot of good black fathers, but there are a lot of good black men in this community, a lot of good black people within the world, for that matter. But it's always great to have the input and the experience of both parents.
You know, I know it's hard to tell the truth about those things, and I understand what you mean, but unless we tell the real truth about it, it won't help us change. We need to say what is wrong and be firm and honest about it, right? And when you say there's a lot of good black men, I have to disagree with you on that, because if there were a lot of good black men, then we would have a lot of good black community, black children. I see that the black man has failed. He has not been responsible. He has not been responsible in the home, within the community. And as a result of that, we have created children that have no sense of value. They don't know what it means. They don't care about a life, another person's life. They have no direction at all. And I just heard a statistic over at Jordan High School, I believe it was Jordan, that over 70-80% of those kids have no father and are under welfare. And so I don't understand how you're saying that there is a lot of good black people.
Well, what I was saying, to clarify my point, I wouldn't want to sit here and say that there aren't any.
Yeah, there are a few. there is a few, but Greg, this thing is so serious, and it's not a plaything, right? We can't afford to lie to each other and pretend like we don't have a serious problem. We have a serious problem within the black community. And unless we really deal with that, and I understand that you probably can't be as open as I am about it, because I can't get fired, or I don't care what no one thinks, right? But we must begin to look at where the problem started from, the root cause of the problem, and we realize that black people are set up to fail in the home. Yes, we had slavery, all that stuff is real, but we are set up to fail in the home. We have no direction, and that's why we're lost. We're out in the world lost. And we're doing everything wrong. You understand that? Greg, we out of time. Did you want to say something real quick?
I just want to say I can't stress enough, and I want everyone to know, oftentimes you hear about misconduct, et cetera, that there are remedies. And the only way that we're going to remedy anything that you view as negative or anything that you would like to change is through dialogue participation.
That's right. Again, your phone number is what?
Area code 213-485-6918, and that's Southeast Division.
And should they ask for you?
They can ask for me, but they should ask for the community relations officer in that particular division. But I'm busy investigating their burglaries.
I know, because you never hear Greg what I call. I really appreciate you coming out sharing it with us, and I hope that somebody has been enlightened by your conversation. I appreciate that. Again, Bond is Rebuilding the Black Community by Rebuilding the Black Man. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30. We have an entrepreneur workshop the last Sunday of every month from 3 to 5. Youth meeting on Tuesday night at 7:30. Give us a call. We need men and women to get involved. Our phone number is 213-759-3844. Thank you, and have a good night. Thank you.
Find a way. I know we can find.